Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. This is Michelle Burkhardt, and I am your host. Well, welcome. All right, so today, maybe not so much a lesson, just a checking in. So for the past several days, I've been here in Orlando, Florida. It's been mostly sunny, although yesterday we had quite a bit of rain. And believe me, the only reason why I knew we had rain is because I heard it on the roof, not because I actually got to experience it in person. We have two John Maxwell team events every year here in Orlando at the largest world Marriott in the world. And so it's a beautiful venue, tons and tons of walking, and also very rarely do I ever go outside. So we are here. There are, I don't even know how many thousands of people. It has been an amazing experience so far. It's also, as many of you know, I'm on this travel. And so I left home a couple weeks ago. It'll take me a couple weeks to get back doing all of these different events, and having the time of my life as I'm serving a ton of people. So it's nice to be in one place for 5 nights in a row. Can you believe that? 5 nights in the same bed. So I'm really looking forward to that. So a couple updates. It's interesting coming to this place because it's got a mixture of old and new. The old is like a family reunion every time I come. There's tons of people that I've met over the years. I've been a part of this team for 7 years now. And definitely have had the opportunity to work with, to dream with, to think with, to cry with, just to enjoy each other's company over the years, not only in person, but online and you know, Facebook world as it is. And many of them I've been colleagues with. We've participated in various things where maybe we went around the world to train together, or we hosted events together, whether it be in person or online. So it's been definitely a big family reunion. It's also a mixture of new in that every time I come, they're doing something new. This year was no different. They had kind of a pre-conference day, which we've done in the past, but it was done very differently this time. So a ton of information. Yesterday they had what they called Personal Growth Day. So I'm going to throw this out to all the listeners. If you want more information, let me know later, but they will offer a 1 day, basically conference workshop. I don't even know how many speakers they had yesterday. It was just all day long. Beautiful environment, great experience, tons of great information. So if you're looking for some personal growth and you'd like to be a part of, you know, what's happening down here, but maybe you don't want to, you know, make an investment into the team, but yet you do want to experience something like this, please let me know, because they're going to do it again in August. And then today officially starts our, I guess, day one, if you will. But we're going to have all kinds of, different, sessions and things like that. So looking forward to that. This morning is my favorite day. Every time John hosts an optional worship service. So you don't have to be a person of faith. And even if you are, it doesn't matter what faith you are. He does some teaching about, as if many of you didn't know, John actually was a former pastor, and so kind of going back to his roots, but he will do some teaching for us on how to have a good life, a faith-filled life. It's always a beautiful time, so I'm really looking forward to that this morning. More learning, more growing, more serving. So it's been an amazing time. It's been, so let me talk about a growth thing that kind of happens, right? As many of you also know, I am on a new health plan. It's not a diet. It's a different kind of menu, but it's definitely not a diet. I love this menu that I have. I'm eating all the time and all the foods that I love. And so if you want to know more about that, reach out. But it is very challenging as you're taking a four-week trip to figure out, how am I going to stay on this menu that requires a lot of red meat? And it also requires very freshly cooked potatoes, which I'm all for red meat and potatoes. But it does require quite a bit of thinking and logical reasoning as you're getting ready for this. And especially with this event here this week, they do feed us. However, I've noticed at the meals that there's very few things that I can have. Breakfast is amazing, by the way. It's always the same thing. You can count on it. It's very steady and consistent. But as far as the other meals, not so much. And so it took a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, and a lot of luggage to get my mini little kitchen here. But it has worked tremendously. I'm so excited that I did this. I feel great. I have so much more energy. I'm reflecting as the days go on that, there was a typical pattern that by day two or three that I wasn't feeling all too well, pretty much on every other event that I've gone to. And I realized, yes, it's because of the food. So while it's taken a lot of thought, and whenever we're changing our habits or patterns, it's going to take a lot of thought first, right? When you are in that, the first stage of the learning cycle is you're an unconscious incompetent. So that means that you don't know what you don't know, right? So that's how I was about 6 weeks ago before I went into this plan. And then the second stage of the cycle is that you become a conscious incompetent, which means that you are very well aware of what you don't know. Okay. And then the next step is that you are a conscious competent, which means that you are putting the steps in order to get better. And then the last step is that you are an unconscious competent, which means you no longer have to think about this new skill, this pattern, this habit. It has now become something that you do. So for me, before I left home, I was, had many weeks of this menu. I got used to my little kitchenette style that I have here. I absolutely have fallen in love with my air fryer. And so it was an easier progression than if I were starting this journey and starting that at the same time. I think my brain would have blown up if I were doing the same thing at the same time. But now as I'm traveling and I'm realizing, how the food makes me feel and gives me energy and I'm ready to go for my day, and little teeny tiny things here and there that I've picked up along the way on how to organize, how to plan ahead. All of this is a process of me becoming a conscious competent level 3, and then also an unconscious competent. So it just becomes a way of life. Okay. So, this is a great example. Many of us are trying to change things in our life. And sometimes we have blame, shame, guilt, judgment, because here we are trying to do these wonderful, beautiful things for ourselves. And it takes some time. It takes some thought. It takes some, hey, wait a minute, let me sit here and really think about this whole process. And then we throw in monkey wrenches like, hey, we're going to go on vacation, or, oh no, I'm experiencing an upgrade, a time of, unsettling, right? Or a grief happens, an accident, an illness, an injury, you name it, right? And so I share this with you that that never goes away. No matter how good you become at life, that never goes away. Every time you're making a change, and particularly a big change, such as with me, kind of trying to overhaul my health here, when you do something extra, like go on a trip, it's going to require some extra thought, some extra energy, and a lot more intention in order to make it happen. That doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be something that you turn into a dramatic event. But it does require a little bit of thought. So Yes, and it also might require a little extra space in your car. So that's what I'm doing. I'm hanging out here in Orlando. We have another day today. As I'm recording this, it's about 5:30 in the morning. I've been up for a little bit, just ready to go on my day, having my own coffee here, and about to go down for breakfast, and just let's get this day started. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.